Austin, Texas. It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, January the 15th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to be taking a look at some updated news on Las Vegas, as well as what happened in Hawaii. What does it tell us? You know, I've alluded to some of this stuff possibly happening. I'm not sure if it's a connection or not. I was talking about Dark Winter 2.0, the fact that the federal government was going to have a massive civil defense drill beginning on January the 2nd. They actually delayed it 4 or 5 days, and it would be about a week after the delayed start of that, if they did in fact start it at that time, if they didn't delay it more. Would have been about a week that this happened. I don't know if there was a connection to it, but clearly there's a lesson to be learned here. There's some political lessons to be learned, of course, and we talk about this, but ultimately it gets down to the position of, are you going to be putting your kid in a sewer drain or just doing nothing? Maybe, as a friend of mine back in North Carolina, one of the engineering friends I had said, you know, if they ever have a drill, I'm going to take some speakers, put them up on the roof, and crank them up my favorite music and just wait for the flash, because I don't want to be around for what happens afterwards or die a slow death. And this is a long history that we've had in this country of the government doing nothing to protect its citizens. As it gets increasingly aggressive abroad, creating more and more enemies, creating terrorist organizations that will attack this country, and then opening the gates wide for them to come in. They do nothing for your security, your safety. This illustrates it very aptly. But they are working very hard to make sure they've got continuity of government and continuity of operations. That's what Dark Winter was about. And, of course, they did that about 10 weeks before the first Dark Winter. It was 10 weeks before 9/11, had the usual suspects listed. So they had all the first responders, all the military, already primed to understand who the enemies they were going to be going after their false flag. So we had a false alarm. What was the purpose of it? Was there a purpose, or was it just somebody with a big button on their desk that pushed it accidentally? So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about developments in DACA, as I mentioned, some new news about Vegas that's kind of interesting. And not just kind of interesting, it is very interesting. And we're going to be talking about the push for the surveillance state. And it wasn't just the warning button in Hawaii that was pushed and triggered this last weekend. Bill Clinton was also triggered by all of the talk about Haiti and the Clinton Foundation. And what they had done and didn't do, because they had gone down and raised a great deal of money after disasters and earthquakes for a charity that was never legally registered according to IRS rules. And people called them out on it. I was one of the people who called them out on it. But Julian Assange also called him out on it. That's what he was really responding to. And so we'll have that response there from him as well. And talking about the IRS, we're going to have Joe Bannister on today. The IRS internally, and there's an organization that looks at the IRS from a advocate, supposedly, of the taxpayers. And they have looked at this private tax collection policy that has been started. It's been talked about for a very long time. As I mentioned, they were talking about this, the Republicans especially, decades ago. And in the early 90s, I talked about it. But they actually pulled the trigger on this April or May. And they started using private organizations to collect taxes. And as I reported last week, they got only, that they paid three times as much money to these private organizations as they collected in taxes. That's crony capitalism for you. And it should be no surprise, because we had the IRS was created and the income tax was created the same time that we created the Federal Reserve. It's never been about funding the government, folks. Funding the government is done with notes that we float to the Federal Reserve for the most part. The income tax, even what they do collect, is very, very small. But guess what? The other thing that Joe's going to break on this is the money that they're squeezing out of people is at the lowest income level. People who are at or near the poverty level. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Yeah. New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, January the 15th, 2018. Well, Iraq declared victory last month over the Islamic State. And today there was another terrorist attack, suicide attack in Baghdad. The casualty figures are rising rapidly. The first time I saw this, it was 27 killed, 64 wounded. The next report has a number up to 38 killed and 105 wounded. It's going up very rapidly. So we're not really sure how many people have been killed in that terrorist attack in Iraq. And again, when we see this happening, the question is, what does winning look like in the Middle East as we pursue regime change? And here we are. How long has it been since we went into Iraq the second time, right? Been what, 15, 16 years now since we've done that? And one of the things we're going to be looking at is what happened in Hawaii. Tulsi Gabbard, congresswoman from Hawaii, who was on the shows yesterday talking about the false alarm that happened in Hawaii. And she was saying, look, what we're doing now in North Korea is foolish because, and we talked about this many, many times here on InfoWars, the fact that we got Muammar Gaddafi to give up his nuclear weapons, and then we took him out. And they have seen this happen again and again. And that makes people like Kim Jong-un want to hang on to their weapons. It not only is a PR coup for him, makes him look like a big man to get into Twitter spats, but it is also something that they look at and say, you know, this is the only thing that saves me from a possible CIA coup. So we have given an incentive for all these third world dictators that we say that we want to get out. We've given them an incentive to get nuclear weapons because that's the way they stay in. And we have shown that to be the case in Libya. So this is what's gotten us here to this point. We'll be talking more about that. We'll talk about what happened in Hawaii and the real lessons behind that. We'll also talk about some updates today and some news coming out of Vegas. They were able to get some freedom of information requests. News media outlets have been reporting quite a bit of new information about the Vegas shooting coming out this weekend. And, of course, more updates about what's going on with DACA and they're calling it a terrorist attack. It's kind of like the movie Speed. It had a guy who'd been deported 5 times. No problem. You know, kind of like the guy that kills Kate Steinle. He'd been deported and came back in 5 times. This time he took over a bus and they had to chase him across state lines and so forth. A big chase. So it's kind of like that movie, Speed, if you remember that. But, really the real recalcitrant people are not the people that we capture, the criminals that we capture and deport. The people who are real recalcitrant, repeat offenders are these judges who don't have a law and refuse to recognize the executive order of President Trump while they double down on the executive order of the former president. So that means that they're not just ignoring the fact that there is no law. They're ignoring the fact that we had an election. They don't care. The judges are the sole dictators in this country. One other thing, as we're going through the news here, I want to do a quick news, and then we're going to get into the details of why Vegas, of DACA, of the surveillance bill, of Bill Clinton being triggered this last weekend. As I said at the top of the hour, he wasn't the only one that had his button pushed. Julian Assange pushed it pretty hard about this Haiti and the Clinton Foundation stuff in light of all of the comments that were attributed to President Trump, which now we've had a lot of pushback from several senators pointing out that Dick Durbin has a history of saying things that aren't true about private meetings with presidents. So we'll get into that as well. Before we get into the rest of the news, just want to point out for your own safety, we have a girl, 6 years old, suffered frightening side effects after taking Tamiflu. This was up on the Drudge Report. Another illustration of how dangerous legal approved drugs can be. Yes, this is something to minimize the effects of flu, to speed up the course of the dreaded disease, as they say. So many people have the flu. And contrast that now with this article from the Free Thought Project, a paradigm shift, they say. The court has ruled that an 11-year-old girl can treat her uncontrollable seizures with cannabis. Yes, that's the only thing that controls it. And she can do it in school. I wonder if Jeff Sessions saw this article. This is coming out of Illinois, Schaumburg, Illinois. Here you have an 11-year-old girl now treating her seizures with cannabis and doing it in school. As the Free Thought Project points out, it is people are now finally embracing the incredible medicinal properties of cannabis. Here we have a medicine that kills cancer cells. It saves the lives of countless epileptic children. It heals broken bones. It relieves pain. It treats PTSD for soldiers, unless the VA finds out that you're taking it, in which case they kick you off of treatment completely with the VA, even in states where it is legal to have medical marijuana. It's not dangerous. It exhibits a variety of other incredible benefits, yet the state will kill you if you have it or imprison you for decades under mandatory minimums, or they will confiscate your property without even charging you with a crime or convicting you of a crime because of the presence of this natural product. And this has happened, by the way, in Texas as well. Let's repeat that on Schedule 1, the very definition of Schedule 1, which was given to us by the United Nations, and drive that home to your liberal friends when you talk to them about UN agendas, and they start to roll their eyes and say, here we go with a tinfoil hat again. Because there is a UN Agenda 21, a UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. They like that. So because they like the idea, they've bought into this false idea of sustainability and environmentalism that has been sold to us by Al Gore. Because they like that. They don't care if it's a UN agenda. They don't care if it's constitutional or legal. They just want it. Let's do it now. And they need to understand where it's coming from. And if they understand where it's coming from, if they understand where the war on drugs came from, they might want to look at these agendas a little bit more closely and see if they really have any basis in fact. Because if we look at this agenda for the war on drugs, that, like Agenda 21 and the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, those were all created, all three of those, created by the United Nations. And they created Schedule 1 drugs, put marijuana in there. They said Schedule 1 drugs have absolutely no medicinal use. Yet, here in Texas, where we don't have legal medical marijuana, they have made an exception thanks to the efforts of a straight-up conservative Republican legislator, state legislator, and Simpson from Longview. And they got an exception in there for this exact same thing. Just like this girl who has uncontrollable seizures. And they said, all right, she can medicate this with cannabis in school. And you know what? You can medicate that with cannabis in Texas. That's even more incredible. Because Texas is hardcore about their war on drugs. They don't like that. They like their liquor, but they don't like anything else. And you better not take anything else, even though liquor is probably the most dangerous drug you can take. But they've made an exception, which means that it is not a Schedule 1 drug. If you've got one exception for medical use, as we do now have in Texas, then that means this whole Schedule 1 stuff. And remember, most, about 80% of the people who are locked up over the war on drugs are locked up because of marijuana. So what we've done is we have shown here, because of the exception just for seizures, that it is a lie. And guess where most of these kids come down with this uncontrollable seizure thing. It's a reaction to vaccines, many people believe, and there's a lot of evidence to support that. But of course, they won't do the research for that because they want you to keep taking the vaccines. They want you to take the Tamiflu. They want you to take synthetic marijuana. That's what Jeff Sessions is pushing, synthetic marijuana, because there's profit in synthetic marijuana for the few pharmaceutical companies. It's just absolutely amazing. The same people are pushing synthetic marijuana that are pushing the opioids. That is the real plague on our society. And the most dangerous thing about it is it comes in a doctor-approved prescription. All right, it's time to wake up. But we'll be right back with more news and these updates on Hawaii, on Vegas, on DACA, and the surveillance state. I'm David Knight.
Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the t-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan t-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Martin Luther King Day. Yeah, we just had President Trump extend the monument, historical monument area around Martin Luther King's birthplace and other issues in Georgia. And as I said when I reported it last week, it didn't require him to take half of the state of Georgia or 75 or 80% of the state of Georgia, which is the way that Obama was abusing and misusing the Antiquities Act, which was set up to preserve monuments and so forth. Obama was using that to take hundreds of millions of acres across the country and put them under government control as a part of Agenda 21. President Trump has rolled that back, but he did put in a real monument to Martin Luther King. Nevertheless, John Lewis, who boycotted the dedication of a civil rights museum in Mississippi, refused to show up because he said President Trump was racist. And we see a similar thing playing out here in Texas today. We had Governor Abbott, who is going to be presiding over a parade just outside of Dallas-Fort Worth area. They were going to boycott that parade because they said Governor Abbott was clearly racist. Well, what did Governor Abbott do that was so racist that they could not have him show up at a parade to honor Martin Luther King? Well, what he did was he supported voter ID laws. Say, we're going to look at your identification. You know, like you have to do when you cash a check or when you fly on an airplane or many different other things, have to produce some picture ID. They said, no, that's racist. That is by definition racist. And he wanted to redistrict, which is what the party in power has always done. We have all these cries of racism coming out of North Carolina because of gerrymandering. Gerrymandering has been there since the first days of the Republic. The party in power picking the congressional districts, and now they do it with a great deal of precision. And as we saw in North Carolina, that was one of the reasons why the Democrats had control of the state since Reconstruction had ended. They've been in control of that. They've done that through gerrymandering. And as I've pointed out before, North Carolina voted for Barack Obama in 2008. By 2010, they had seen what he was doing. They didn't like his policies. It didn't have anything to do with him being black. They had already voted for him 2 years earlier. It was after they saw what he was doing and got rid of the racism. They started looking at it in a colorblind viewpoint. Said, all right, regardless of whether this guy is black or white, he's half black, he's half white, he wants to be black, so we'll call him black. But let's take a look at the policies that he's doing. And when they saw the policies, Republicans swept everything in North Carolina except for the congressional district. Not a single seat was changed. Why was that? Because of gerrymandering. So you had all the state offices changed and so forth. But there was also the first time that the Republicans had control of the House since Reconstruction. And 2010 was a census year. And it's the year that they also redraw the boundaries. And so for the first time since the Civil War, the Republicans were, or since Reconstruction ended, Republicans were redrawing the boundaries. And then the next election in 2012, you saw everything change. It is a very powerful tool, but it is not a tool that the Democrats have said we're not going to use out of fairness. This is something that has gone on by both sides, but now it is a symbol of racism. Let me tell you something. Gerrymandering, when it was done by the Democrats during the Jim Crow laws and so forth, that was, you want to call that racism? If you're going to call this racism, that was very definitely racism. But if you have the party in power picking the congressional seats And if you have them asking for voter ID so that we can eliminate some of the fraud in our elections, then that is racism. And that means that Governor Abbott, because of those two things, is not allowed to preside over Martin Luther King Day holiday parade just outside of Dallas. So welcome to racist America. And we know which way it's starting to break in terms of racism. Meanwhile, we have President Trump accusing the Wall Street Journal of fake news. He had said, I have a good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And he said, I did not say that. What I did say was I would have a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. He said a big difference. Fortunately now, however, we have recorded conversations with reporters. So, big disagreement there over whether or not there was a D in that particular quote. And one other thing, when we had calls last week, we had one individual call in about the tax cuts. And he says, you know, I and my friends were all comparing our first paycheck of the new year. And our pay all went down about $7 to $10. Haven't seen any pay cuts. As a matter of fact, we saw our tax cut. We actually saw a tax increase in terms of withholding. And I told him at the time, I said, I don't think that's reflective of the tax cut program. I don't think you're going to see that. Most people were saying we weren't going to see that until March. And that is true. It's now being reported by Boston, CBS out of Boston, saying 90% of workers are likely to see more money in their paycheck next month. The U.S. Treasury and the IRS on Thursday put out new guidance and withholding tables for employers that incorporate changes from the new tax law. And that's what I told them. I said, look, they got this thing done at the very end of the year. And one of the things they were saying was it's going to be total chaos because nobody knows what the new tax tables are going to be. We have to wait for the IRS to do it. And then we have to wait for the accounting firms to put it into the payroll deductions. And all of that's going to take some time. So I said, I don't know what's going on with their paycheck, why they saw a $7 to $10 decrease in their paycheck for withholding. But I said it has nothing to do with this tax law. And as they're saying from CBS, under those new tables, the Treasury estimates that 90% of people who get a paycheck will likely see more in take-home pay as soon as February. And that's a little bit earlier than they had said before. They were saying March when I had seen this previously. Employers will have until February the 15th to incorporate the changes into their payroll systems. And then it's going to create some confusion at first because people are going to have to maybe look at their withholding. They may be over-withholding this year. If you go through and project it, of course, they always make it so that you want to over-withhold because at the end of the year, you get a refund. And it seems like a free gift from the IRS, doesn't it? So many people, how are you going to spend your tax gift from the IRS? It's like, it's not a tax gift. It's an interest-free loan that you just made them over the last year, if you're in the tax system here. So it's, but it works out for them. And if you underwithhold and you have to pay more than $500, they hit you with massive penalties and interest. So they want to give you every incentive to overwithhold so that you feel like you're getting a gift from them at the end of the year. And then also here in Texas, here in Austin, as a matter of fact, we've got an Antifa group proposing Law Enforcement Incineration Day. There was a Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, but here at the University of Texas and our wonderful Antifa people, and when I saw this, it's the group is called ASN, and I thought it stood for asinine, but actually it stands for Autonomous Student Network. Yeah, it's kind of asinine. They show a picture of a policeman engulfed in flames. This is actually from Paris, France, and it was May Day protests. You know, communist protests like the Antifa people. So I'm sure they would have these pictures up on their wall. It was a 41-year-old policeman that had a Molotov cocktail thrown on him and gave him third-degree burns. But let's celebrate that. That's the kind of stuff that Antifa celebrates, especially here in Austin. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, there was something that I saw in the news, a picture of a cathedral that was being torn down, a historic German cathedral that was built in the 19th century, the 1800s for some of you. I make it a little bit easier for you, but it's a beautiful cathedral. And it was put up on Twitter. Breitbart picked up the story and contrasted it to a set of German churches being demolished as mosques are multiplying across the country. Yeah, that is one angle that we can pick up on this, because there are mosques that are multiplying throughout Germany, and the Muslims actually respect and love their culture and their religion, and they will not allow their buildings to be torn down as we will. But when you look at the video of this, it was put up by an architectural group. What they were saying was it's very easy to tear down something that is very beautiful. A very beautiful building. Just from an architectural standpoint, it was a beautiful building. And there's something else that is happening in that area. But I thought, let's run that clip and let some people see it. Because those of you who are watching this broadcast, it is absolutely disgusting to see this happen. They got, it's a beautiful Gothic spires that it has. And, it's being torn down with, they speed it up. It's being torn down with a crane bit by bit. And I think it's a great metaphor for what's happening in Western civilization right now. That's why I wanted to play this. And, we see our monuments being torn down. That's what's been happening over the last year. The statues everywhere to all of our historical figures. And I want to explain to many of you conservatives who don't understand that Nikki Haley, somebody who came to this country, parents are from another country. She was born abroad. She came to this country and she has absolutely no respect, no understanding for our history. And she was the one who began this demolition of historical figures and monuments, and it's now been picked up by many on the left, going after Columbus, going after both sides of the Civil War, going after George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and this is the destruction of our civilization. Things are not easily created, but they're easily destroyed. That was the point of that video that they were making there. And as I said, Breitbart contrasts this with the mosques that are multiplying across the country. Yeah, it is a part of another part of the destruction of that culture. But there's something else that's going on there, too. And you listen to the program, but you know that I'm not an environmentalist as they define it. But I do believe in good stewardship of the environment. And play that second clip here. This is what's going to happen where that church was. This was... this entire area, this is St. Lambertus, the Church of St. Lambertus. And this village and that church were bought by a mining company. And they're going to turn it into that, that you see right there. This vast scar on the land, digging down, just demolishing everything in sight, digging down. It is an open pit lignite mining. That's a form of coal, I believe, that they have in Germany. And they deconsecrated this church in 2013. Now it has been desecrated and demolished and wiped away. And that's just how easily things in our culture disappear. Good example of this here at home is Georgetown University. Remember Georgetown University? I think it was the first place that Barack Obama went to speak after he became president, 2009. And as he gave his speech, Georgetown University, which is a longtime Catholic university, had beautiful, rich carvings that were Christian in symbolism. And Barack Obama, bless his heart, took exception to those. He did not want to be seen anywhere with crosses or something. I mean, it was something like, had a reaction to it like a vampire in a cheap horror film, and demanded that they take plywood and cover up the crosses and other things there. And that's how his administration began. And now they have gone farther. Jesuit-run Georgetown University has approved LGBT-only student housing. See, these are the foundations of our culture that are being taken down. And part of this, I have to say, when we look at the centralization of power, whether it is in government or whether it is in religion, when you centralize power, it's very easy for it to be completely destroyed because of rotten people at the top. Whether it's the Catholic Church or whether it's the American government, you can completely destroy an organization. They rot from the top down, as the Greeks said. They understand that. Greeks understand their history. And when we look at what is happening and what we're about to lose in this country, the top of the Drudge Report for the last 24 hours, it may have changed now. He updates it about this time in the morning. But all day yesterday, he had that picture, the article that we covered last week, coming from General Motors, proud of the fact that they were about to produce a car that had no steering wheel, no brakes, no accelerator pedal, no human controls. You're just all passengers in it. And it was going to be part of their rental fleet. Part of their rental fleet. We talked about this on Friday. I had Eric Peters on. And Drudge had this at the top of the Drudge Report all day today. Some of the other things that are being taken away, just like the foundation, the beautiful structure of that church. You know, we have a something in this country that has grown over the years. We used to have a government that was created to protect our liberty and protect our freedom. And one of the ways that that looked in the mid-20th century was to enhance and to enable our freedom. They would build roads. And then the government got to the point where they said, nah, you know, we don't really like roads anymore. We've got some communist, Marxist, urban planners, and basically they all are. And they don't like roads. They don't like mobility. Why? Because that gives you freedom. It takes you out of their control. They want you riding public transportation. They want you living in the cities. That's what the UN Agenda 21 is about. And so they gradually stopped building roads after they built the interstate system. They continued to build houses. They continued to move people in, but they wanted you to be very uncomfortable driving a car. I see stories all the time from the UK talking about how they are increasingly getting aggressive and punishing motorists in Britain. For example, the congestion tax now in London next year is going to be hiked to £160. So what is that? Maybe $250 that you're going to pay to come in. And that's £130 right now. They're doing everything they can in terms of complicated parking rules and driving rules and congestion fees to go into the city and so forth. They can continue to punish people for having a car. They want to force you out of the car. One of the ways that they do that is by not expanding the capacity of the roads. They expand the capacity of the cities. They build neighborhoods. They build businesses, but they won't do anything for the roads. They won't even fix it. And now it's to the point where the only roads that are being built here in Texas and most other places are a single additional lane that is being added. And it will be a toll lane, and that toll lane will be owned by a Spanish multinational corporation. This is the Agenda 21, UN agenda that we've been talking about for quite some time. And at the Consumer Electronics Show last week, they were talking about smart cities. And this article here from AT&T, we're offering smart city structure monitoring platform. They talk about the fact that they're going to put monitoring devices on our decaying infrastructure to let them know when this stuff is falling down. Now, they're not going to rebuild it, of course. They're just going to say, you know, this is cracking a little bit. It looks like it's tilting a little bit, so this road is now closed. And that's what we see everywhere. I mean, here it's like, I don't know who's running the Texas Department of Transportation. They've got like a demolition crew that goes around and tears stuff up. And then the people who fix it don't get the memo that it's been torn up for 5-6 years, if that. And then eventually they'll come around and they maybe will repair it, put speed bumps in it. But that's all they're going to do. But if they find cracks and tilts, they'll tell you about that. And they're saying, this is great because this is going to monitor our decaying infrastructure. But they're not going to fix it. And they said, this is only part of AT&T's suite of smart city technologies. What are the other parts of their smart city technologies? That would kind of be fall in the category of don't ask, don't tell. They don't want to tell you what they really have planned for you. And let me tell you something. They're tearing down our society and our freedom in the same way that you just saw that church torn down. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got a little bit more I want to say about the environmentalism that we just saw. Strange environmentalism, as Joe was telling me over the, working the board here, was telling me over the break, he said, wait a minute, that was Germany. I thought they hated coal in Germany. It's like, yeah, that's right. They hate coal, but that coal company has bought that cathedral a few years ago. They bought the entire village and they're going to strip mine it down into an open pit lignite mining facility. That's kind of the false environmentalism that we're being sold while they push us into the city and take away our control of our transportation. Let's talk before we go back to the news, and I want to talk a little bit more also about latest updates in cars, because last week we had the Consumer Electronics Show. This week we have the Detroit Auto Show. And so there's a lot of press about what's going on, about the future of transportation. And it looks about like that video I showed you of the cathedral being torn down. And we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, the sale that we had at the end of the year and continuing into the new year, some of the items have had to be removed that were on discount, heavy discount, things like BrainForce Plus, Super Blue, but we have many other of our most popular products still available at 50% off. We have things like Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, all those 50% off, Super Male Vitality. We also have a new product that we introduced after the new year called Immune Wall. That is 25% off. And some of our other new products that we just introduced at the very end of the year, Red Pill and Alpha Power, are both 50% off. So take a look at the sales. Many have still been continued at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us independent, keeps our news organization healthy, and keeps you healthy and independent If you take control of your life and educate yourself to do the best that you can for your family's health and for your health. That's InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a look at the environmentalism here, because there's another story here. And as I said, it kind of made me sick to see the way that they were going to be mining that coal, the destruction of that cathedral. There is a place for good stewardship of the environment. That doesn't mean, however, that we buy into the environmentalism of the left, the false environmentalism of the left. And a good example of this, reported by Investors.com, is the Children's Climate Lawsuit. And this has been something that's being put together through their supposed guardian, Dr. James Hansen. This is the guy that Al Gore used. He was the one who invented the hockey stick idea that hasn't materialized. The idea that as CO2 concentrations went up, we were going to have an exponential rise in temperatures. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Their models are false, as we have shown many times. And as Lord Monckton has pointed out, the flaws in their model. But, of course, they're not verifiable anyway. Their predictions have failed again and again. But why look at this children's lawsuit? Again, it's a lawsuit for the children by an advocate for the children, James Hansen. What it reminds me of, remember we had several medieval crusades to take back the Middle East as the Muslims had gone through and had taken control of the different areas, had been executing Christians and Jews throughout the Middle East and had held these different areas. And a lot of people who were very affixed to the possession of the land, in the same way that the Muslims were, decided that they would go back and take these areas back, that they would also liberate these people from the oppression of the Islamic governments that were there. So they started these various crusades. And one of them, the biggest failure, I guess we'd say, of the crusades was the children's crusade. It was organized by some children who thought they had a message straight from God, and it was a disaster. And it's actually said that the Pied Piper of Hamelin story was a metaphor that was based on that. All these children marching off and going off. Well, I'll tell you who the Pied Piper is and all this stuff. It's Al Gore and this guy, James Hansen, who, as he's now filing a lawsuit on behalf of the children, he's their advocate, of course. This is the same guy who not only had the junk science, but he was also deep inside Climate Gate, sending emails back and forth with East Anglia University in the UK saying, we've got to hide the decline. This model isn't working, and so forth and so on. And I was with a group that tried to get his emails public, emails that he had written while he was on the payroll and at work at the University of Virginia. And then he said, wait a minute, that's private emails, and this is proprietary stuff. And it's like, well, you've already published your data, and the data has been used for public policy, and you did it while you were at work. So, no, that doesn't qualify. And yet he was given protection by the legal system because all of academia pulled in behind him because they've got a lot of money involved in this. He's the real Pied Piper. This is what's really going on with this. But when we look at what is happening and the destruction of our infrastructure and the fact that the best they're going to do is to put up electronic devices to measure our crumbling bridges and tell us that we can't drive on them because they're not going to fix them. And then they have this article, I think it's up on the Drudge Report as well, not only the one of the car coming from General Motors that you're not going to be allowed to drive in any way, shape, or form. You're going to be a passive passenger. Somebody's going to be driving it, right? Who's going to be driving it? GM will be driving it, and the government will be driving it, and the TSA will be vetting you to see whether or not you can get in. That's going to be, isn't that going to be a wonderful America? We've got big government, big corporation, and big brother in charge of everything that you can do. And they keep telling us it's inevitable. It is if you don't wake up. This is the future for you, for your children, for your grandchildren. If you don't wake up and say, you're not going to do this to you, to us. We're not going to be your slaves. That's what they want to do. And the New York Times article is pointing out the Detroit Auto Show that's just beginning may be celebrating an era that is about to end. They said they've had a lot of money, big sales, and everybody is leveraged up to their eyeballs and to purchase SUVs and big trucks. They say they've had low gasoline prices and so forth. It's still going to be probably a good year this next year, but they're running out of credit and demand has started to decline. They've been looking at this for quite some time. So how do they keep this going? Well, one of the ways, purely economic, and this also plays into their control structure that they want. When you look at this GM car that is going to be part of their rental fleet where they sell it to you by the ride, so I pointed out many times, their ability to sell cars, and they're having to discount them now. They've peaked, apparently. That's what they're concerned about. That's what the New York Times is saying, that people can't keep buying these new cars because why? They're so expensive because they've got so many safety devices on them. And then other things to make the now heavier cars more fuel efficient so we can meet their demands in terms of fuel economy. And so it's a vicious cycle, and it's becoming unaffordable. And so what are they going to do? Well, they turn to leased vehicles, as they point out here, but ultimately what they're going to do is they're going to rent these cars to you by the ride. That is their business model. And people are not happy about this. No problem. They'll hold a gun to your head. Got this article from the Daily Mail. Britain's motorists are the most resistant to driverless cars in Europe. Even the Europeans don't want them. 71% of the people in 11 nations in Europe that they polled said they don't want driverless cars. But they're going to get them. They keep saying, but they're still coming. We don't care what you want. We really don't care. Less than a third of UK motorists welcomed the arrival of self-driving cars. Only French and Dutch drivers were less happy about autonomous vehicles. And but they're just going to keep them coming. You got 75% of the people in France and the Netherlands don't want driverless cars. 70% in Sweden, 71% in the UK, but they're going to keep them coming. And we look at Saudi Arabia, where they prohibit women from driving. And we say, yeah, isn't that awful? Isn't that awful? That is such a symbol of liberation, isn't it? To allow people to be able to drive. That's what automobile means. An autonomous car meant that you drove it. And you drove it with privacy and without anybody telling you when and where you could go and approving it. But, of course, the TSA is going to be there to approve it. And they're going to be worse than the Saudis, because the Saudis would at least let men drive. They're not going to let anybody, male or female, drive once this kicks in. So as these people are starting to celebrate the fact that Saudi women are going to be able to drive sometime later this year, they keep promising, and they've now opened a showroom. Months after they said that we're going to start transitioning to this, they have a showroom that has opened up, and it's only for women because it is so offensive to see a woman sitting in a car behind the wheel. Let me tell you something. The liberals are triggered by any human sitting behind a wheel, male or female. That triggers them. And as we look at the future, understand that the TSA is not the airport security agency, as you come to think of them. They are the transportation security agency. They've already been sending out their Viper teams in the past years and so forth. We haven't heard anything about any Viper teams lately, but they've done that quite often. Sending out teams and dogs, and I think to harass people that are getting on trains or on buses. And transportation is the name of their game. And they're going to be harassing you when you get on these government-controlled, multinational-owned cars that you rent by the ride. You're going to have these people there, and you're going to have absolutely no rights while traveling because you don't have any rights anywhere that the TSA touches. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking to Jim Gerock. He works with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. This is an organization that has retired law enforcement officers, judges, prosecutors, and so forth. Jim Gerock used to be a prosecutor himself in Cook County, Illinois. We have an affiliate there, WCKG, and he has been working after doing what he thought was a good fight and trying to stop people from getting addicted to drugs. He realized that law enforcement wasn't the appropriate venue for that. There's other ways. It is a problem. Drug addiction is a big problem. And we can look at the medical uses of some of these drugs, but that doesn't mean that it's not an addiction problem. But the kind of prohibition that we've seen, and this is the point, law enforcement against prohibition. Prohibition brings in special problems in and of itself, and it hasn't done anything to lessen the addiction problem in the last 47 years since it was announced here by Richard Nixon in the United States. It was created, of course, 57 years ago by the United Nations. So Jim's going to be joining us in this hour. And in the hour after that, we're going to have Joe Bannister, who used to work for the criminal investigation side of the IRS, is going to be talking to us about the private collectors that they are now using for the IRS. Even the IRS says it's a bad idea. And it's a bad idea just from the money that they're collecting and how they're collecting it. But in this news segment here, I want to talk a little bit about the surveillance bill that is working its way through. We had the House pass this surveillance bill, warrantless surveillance. We had President Trump speak out against it, said, you know what, this is the same stuff that they used against me. And I've been saying that for quite some time. Yes, it is, Mr. President, the same stuff that they use against you. They don't come after the bad people. They come after the interesting people. That's what Michael Hayden, former head of the NSA and the CIA, has said. And we've played that clip numerous times. I hope you see that someday and realize that's what's behind this bill. But shortly after he put that out, somebody got to him and said, well, you need to support this because this is really about the bad guys. No, it isn't about the bad guys. It's about the interesting guys like President Trump and the people who work for him. Senator Rand Paul has said, today the U.S. House of Representatives passed a flawed bill that will continue the warrantless surveillance of innocent Americans. No American should have their right to privacy taken away. I will keep doing everything in my power, including filibuster, to oppose this legislation and to speak out and to stand up for forcing the government to get a warrant based on probable cause as required by the Constitution. He says if there's anything ever worth filibustering, I think it would be filibustering for the Bill of Rights. Let me tell you, just as I was talking about in the last segment, the Agenda 21 that they have here of government-controlled and monitored movement and approval of your movement and transportation, that is going to be the real problem. You know, we can't even solve the more obvious stuff that is happening to us in the airports or the TSA or with this warrantless surveillance. How are we ever going to get the public to wake up and understand that the real threat to our privacy is when they take over our transportation and our movement? And in this article, they quote James Otis, who once said, you should never surrender your liberty. It will only be surrendered or alienated by idiots or madmen. And so while we're talking about idiots and madmen, let's talk about the Democrats. But of course, it's not just the Democrats, it's Republicans as well, but the Democrats especially. Because this article here from Common Dreams is saying, how could we doing this? We've got the kind of president that we've always been worried about. They're scared to death of President Trump. They think he's a dictator. I don't agree that he is. But if they think that he's a dictator, why are they doing this? Well, either they don't think he's a dictator, or they want those powers so badly themselves that they will surrender them right now. Idiots and madmen, or mad women, because it was Nancy Pelosi who pushed for this to go through. And as this person said, we should have had the foresight to roll back the Bush surveillance laws under President Obama. No, President Obama went deeper on it than Bush did. And now we're about to do it again. Stay with us.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Jim Gearock of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. These are former, for the most part, former prosecutors, former judges, former law enforcement officers. Some of them are still current. But for the most part, it's former officers who are now speaking out about prohibition. The fact that it doesn't solve the drug addiction problem. It actually makes it worse, and it gives us a lot of other problems as well. So he's going to be joining us in the next segment. In this segment, I want to talk a little bit about what happened in Hawaii. And of course, we had on Saturday, an emergency alert was sent out at 8:07 Hawaiian time. And they didn't have a follow-up alert to say that it was a false alarm until 8:46. So for 38, 39, 40 minutes, people were in a panic. They said about 13 minutes into the alert, the Hawaiian Emergency Management Agency tweeted out, no missile threat to Hawaii. And Hawaiian Representative Tulsi Gabbard had tweeted at about the same time a screenshot of the alarm on her phone with a clarification that it was a false alarm. She said, Hawaii, this is a false alarm. There is no incoming missile into Hawaii. I've confirmed this with officials there. There is no incoming missile. And I think there's some lessons to be learned about this. One of these is an account from an AP reporter who kind of goes through the story of how this evolved in his life with his family, what he did as he was concerned that it might be real, trying to take precautions with this. He said, I was about to hop into the shower when around 8:07, my phone started the aggressive, long, pulsating tone that normally accompanies a flash flood or some other warning. And then the emergency alert. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Not a drill, he said, I thought. And he says, as a journalist, I knew what officials recommended. I've covered the drills, the warnings, the siren tests. According to emergency officials, it could take between 12 and 15 minutes for a missile to strike. But the fight or flight aspect of a situation like this kicked in. He said all the nuclear threat models the state officials had been running used Pearl Harbor and its adjoining military base as ground zero. He said, I also knew that there wouldn't be any rush hour traffic on Saturday morning, so I chose to flee. He chose flight instead of fight. We're going, he said, I thought, and I had 12 minutes to get my daughter out of the blast zone and over the mountain range. 9 minutes. She said, what's happening, Daddy? She kept asking him. So he said, finally, I decided to be honest and maintained a calm tone. I don't know yet, honey. But you know the siren test you had at school? Well, it's like that. And we just need to go somewhere. To which I would say, good luck with that. Remember all of the duck and cover drills that we had? I think one of the things that comes out of this, to me, is the fact that you're on your own. Our government, in spite of the fact that it picks fights with everybody on the planet, in spite of the fact that it creates enemies and terrorist groups everywhere like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, arms them, trains them, unleashes them in other countries for regime change, hoping then that they can create a situation to bring terrorists into our countries as refugees. And yet there's never anything done to protect us. Yes, we do have security measures. We have police who are militarized with MRAPs and other things to threaten and harass us. But it's not really any effective protection. Well, we can see that with the Vegas shooting, and we'll talk about that later in the program as well, the updates on the information released from that. But the best example of this, and I've lived through this as a kid during the Cuban Missile Crisis, during the Cold War and other things, the fact that our country doesn't do anything for civil defense. During the Cold War, as they were ramping things up, coming right up to the brink, they had underground luxury bunkers for themselves, just like Dr. Strangelove. But the rest of us, they were telling us, try to get out of the cities, go as far as you can, and once you see a bright flash, exit your car and lay down in the ditch. Or they told us at school, stick your head in the metal desk. Presumably they could identify our dental records. And in Hawaii, people were left to try to improvise protection for their children, trying to place their children into storm drains. There you go. We have a drain hole country. Because while this is happening, we have just finished a massive continuity of operations drill called Dark Winter 2. And I reported on this. I reported on it at the end of the year. It was supposed to start January the 2nd. After I reported on it, for some reason, they delayed it for another 4 or 5 days. So if it was running for about a week, it would be finishing up about this time. I don't know if there's any connection between their drill and between somebody pushing the wrong button on their desk to make this happen. But whether or not there is a connection to this wrong button, what these two things should tell you, their Dark Winter 1 drill, which is all about a biological attack on U.S. Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden and others, who were trying to get us to remove our troops. That was the scenario, trying to get us to remove our troops out of Saudi Arabia. That was their training scenario. So that, and it happened 10 weeks before 9/11, so that the military and the first responders were all set to go after Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, the usual suspects. And so now we have Dark Winter 2. As I said, it's very suspicious when you look at this, because there's absolutely no way that Kim Jong-un is going to reach the continental United States with a missile. Maybe to Hawaii or whatever. But he's got to go with a personal, the range that he has, he's got to go with a very low, flat trajectory, which gives us an advantage in terms of intercepting those missiles. Of course, in nuclear missiles, just like in horseshoes, it counts if you're close. You don't have to get exactly there. They don't have much in terms of that. But I would say that if you see some kind of a missile attack in the United States, you start looking for a false flag. And let's get this word out right now that we're not going to be fooled about this. And I'm also very angry, and the people in Hawaii should be very angry, that our government, while it is tweaking the nose of everybody and talking about giving a North Korean dictator a bloody nose, which is the worst possible scenario that they could do. I mean, you're either going to do this or you're not going to do it, but don't take some kind of a half measure where you've got some wounded dog now that's going to be lashing out at everybody with everything that he's got. Bloody nose scenario is the worst possible scenario. And Joel Skousen has pointed that out in detail with me, with Alex and others. But as they're going around talking about giving people bloody noses, they are running drills to protect themselves, to protect the officials in government, to make sure they've got continuity of government, to make sure they've got continuity of operations. And you're left to stick your kids in a drain hole. Yeah. Yeah. What country do we have that's a cesspool and a sewer? When we let the government take over everything here, this is what we're left with. And Tulsi Gabbard, the Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii, a former, I think she was a veteran in the Iraq War, went on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday And she said, what I'm saying is that Democrat and Republican administrations for decades, going back over 20 years, have failed to recognize the seriousness of this threat from North Korea. They have failed to remove it. And we know that North Korea has three nuclear weapons because they see how the United States, in Libya, for example, guaranteed Gaddafi, we're not going to go after you. You should get rid of your nuclear weapons. And he did. And then we went and led an attack that toppled Gaddafi, launching Libya into chaos. And we're still seeing the results of that today. Actually, we saw it this morning after she said that. We saw a terror attack that in Iraq that killed 38 and had wounded over 105. That total was rapidly building as I began the program. I'm not sure what the total has come to now. But she goes on. Tulsi Gabbard said, North Korea sees what we did in Iraq with Saddam Hussein and with those false reports of weapons of mass destruction, and now seeing in Iran how President Trump is decertifying a nuclear deal that prevented Iran from developing their nuclear weapons and threatening the very existence in the agreement that was made there. So, yes, we've got to understand that North Korea is holding on to these nuclear weapons because they think that's their only protection from the United States coming in and doing to them what the United States has done to so many countries throughout history. So we create these problems. We threaten people. We talk about giving them bloody noses, and they feel that the only way, and of course, it's a big part of his ego as well, the fact that he can, everybody is paying attention to him, he's on the world stage, it makes him look like a big man even though he's not, but it also is something that is very provocative, very dangerous, and that we instigate, and we exacerbate this. Stay with us, we'll be right back. Jim Gearock, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to James Gearock, and he's with a group called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I want to talk to him about what's going on right now with Sessions, but in general, not just with cannabis. It's the thing that is at front and center right now. But we're going to talk to him about prohibition in general as a law enforcement. Well, actually, he was a prosecutor in Cook County. We have a Chicago affiliate, WCKG, in Chicago. We want to talk to him about what changed his mind as a prosecutor. And we want to talk to him about what's going on now with the Sessions movement to shut down the exercise of the 10th Amendment in various states. It's also kind of a interesting situation has developed because in New Hampshire and Vermont, after Sessions made this announcement, we've had both legislatures there vote to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. So what we're seeing here is state nullification of the federal usurpation of its powers. And both of those bills are expected to be signed by the governors. Before we go to Mr. Gearock, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have extended on sale. We have many products that we've extended from our New Year's sale at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. Some of those are Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, also Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, Super Male Vitality, and we have some new products. We have MuneWall, 25% off as part of its introductory discount, and some of our products that we introduced back in the fall, just before the end of the year. Red Pill is 50% off, and so is Cell Power. So take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this operation, what gives us independence, and what supports your health as well. So take control of your life, and that's really what this segment is about. We should be able to decide what we put into our bodies and what we don't. And if we get into an addiction issue, that is something that is a medical issue. It is a psychological or spiritual issue, but it is not really a law enforcement issue, is it, Mr. Gearock? And of course, let me tell you how you can find Mr. Gearock on the web. You can find him social media on Twitter at James Gearock. That's G-I-E-R-A-C-H. And also jamesgearock.tumblr.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Gearock.
My pleasure to be with you, David.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Jeff Sessions now, how we've seen this change rapidly. Well, actually, he's been sending these signals that he's going to shut down the elections that we've had across the country. The fact that we've now got New Hampshire and Vermont state legislatures have said we're going to legalize this, but he says, no, we're going to tell you what to do here from Washington. What is your take on this, and what do you think is going to happen with this?
Well, Jeff Sessions is mistaken. He has been so long anti-marijuana, despite the good that it does for so many people, and despite the action of voters across the United States adopting medical marijuana laws, and then, of course, even more recently, adopting recreational marijuana laws. He feels that simply by signing a piece of paper on January 4th, the Sessions memo, that he is able to undo the Cole memorandum that basically was an instruction to federal prosecutors to recognize that marijuana should be handled on a statewide basis. We shouldn't try and put the federal government into a confrontational relationship with the states, where the people through plebiscites and initiatives are passing medical marijuana laws and putting the federal government at odds with people. It's just an anachronistic thinking on the part of Jeff Sessions.
You've pointed out in the past where this has really come from. It's really began with the United Nations. They created the schedule. They put marijuana in as a class one drug, and saying that it had absolutely no medical use. We know that's not true. More than half of the states have already agreed that it does have medical use. I just read a story today from Schaumburg, Illinois, talking about how this illustrates a paradigm shift. Free Thought Project said, look, we've got a court ruling that an 11-year-old girl can use cannabis in school to treat her seizures because it's the only thing that works to treat those seizures. That's a paradigm shift right there.
Sure. You know, eventually the United States Congress has to right the wrong that it put in place. It's the United States Congress that passed the Controlled Substances Act that put marijuana in Schedule 1, duplicating what the United Nations has done through this 1961 Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs that so badly misclassified the comparative seriousness of substances, putting marijuana in the same schedule with heroin. Makes absolutely no sense. The people know it makes no sense. Gallup polling now shows that 64% of Americans are in favor of recreational marijuana.
That's right. The only demographic, when they look at this, the only demographic that supports continuing drug prohibition on marijuana is like the over 65 Republican demographic. That's not going to win you any elections there. I mean, it's the younger Republicans, as well as pretty much everybody in the Democrat Party, is saying, let's stop this insanity. It's only the very old few who basically, though, have the purse strings to the GOP. They're the big donors for the GOP.
The Gallup poll that was conducted in October of 2017 showed that 51% of Republicans are in favor of recreational marijuana, of legalizing it. Democrats, 72%, and independents, roughly 70%. So the vast majority of Americans are in favor of the reform of drug policy, particularly marijuana. There will be four states coming up in 2018 where the people are going to again be voting. We're going to have recreational marijuana voted on in Michigan. Missouri is going to have a medical marijuana referendum, Oklahoma, Utah. These referendums will continue to pass. And Jeff Sessions and anyone else is not going to be able to turn back the clock and redo what shouldn't have been done to begin with.
That's right. And here in Texas, you know, I talked about this 11-year-old girl that had to go to court to get the right to treat her uncontrollable seizures. Mm-hmm. We had a very conservative state legislator here in Texas that got an exception for this same condition here in Texas. Even though we don't have medical marijuana approved here in Texas, they have approved it for this one exception, which lays this Schedule 1 issue, shows that it's a lie because it does have a medical use. And we've had conservatives like Trey Gowdy grilling the administration's drug people on Capitol Hill, saying, why is this scheduled as a more dangerous drug than meth, for example? So this is really collapsing across the spectrum. First, we had more than half of the states say that we're going to have medical marijuana. And now, as you just point out, we've got an avalanche of legislatures and state governments coming out saying we're going to approve it for recreational use as well. This sets up kind of a crisis, constitutional crisis, doesn't it? Because you've got the federal government saying one thing and the state saying, we don't really care what you say on this issue.
Well, that's the predicament. And ordinarily, when there's a conflict between state and federal law, normally federal law ends up prevailing under the supremacy clause of the Constitution. But we go right back to Congress. Congress is the one that made the mistake. Congress is the one that has to fix the mistake. As legislators see that the people are expressing themselves over and over and making clear that we need drug policy reform in America, that eventually Congress has to speak itself.
I agree. We're going to be right back. We got to take a break, Mr. Gearock. We're going to be right back with James Gearock, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Stay with us. I'm David.
climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Jim Gearock. He's with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Jim was a prosecutor. He wanted to help people who were getting addicted to drugs. He thought the way to do that initially was through law enforcement, and as he went down that path, he saw that wasn't doing it. In 1992, Gearock announced that he was running for Cook County State's Attorney and we campaign to get addicts treatment instead of prison terms. And he's been working with law enforcement against prohibition, along with many other former law enforcement judges and law enforcement officials who realized that our war on drugs and that prohibition is actually doing more harm than it, and it's not getting anybody off of addiction. So tell us a little bit about your history there, Mr. Gerock. What changed your mind about this and what law enforcement against prohibition is doing?
Well, I was principally concerned with violence in my years in the state's attorney's office. I was actually assigned to the homicide unit of the Cook County Grand Jury and homicide court, so I would be handling like three homicides a day. And it was the violence that really piqued my interest. When someone hurts someone else, that's the worst thing you can do. And when you take limited resources and start engaging in morality policing, where instead of violent crime, we tell the police, we want you to start surveilling people and seeing who's selling drugs to whom, contrary to this Controlled Substances Act. And so policing really went off the rails, and police ended up confiscating drug dealers' cash and money, planes, boats, and so forth. And the money under a federal system of revenue sharing with local law enforcement ended up benefiting by hijacking the drug dealers' wares and converting them to their own use in the form of the police pay, more higher, bigger units, flak jackets, military armament of law enforcement, the excessive.
We started seeing that play out on television in Miami Vice. You know, they glamorized the idea that they could confiscate these assets and then these guys could have use of it. But then it also turned into a massive revenue sharing program between the federal government and law enforcement. But that kind of incentivizing of the war on drugs on the law enforcement side. But then you started out by talking about violence, and what had happened was, I mean, last time you saw people really having that kind of level of violence in Chicago was when Al Capone was there during alcohol prohibition. And that's what escalates the violence, is that competition between drug cartels or organized crime. And so really, you know, by, you point out, they're taking resources away from the violent crime and putting it on end users of drugs, when in reality, the prohibition itself was escalating the violent crime.
It's precisely the same thing. The Al Capone days were days of corruption, of violence, of the undermining of police, of the distraction of police from their mission of preserving and protecting people. And now, because drugs are so concentrated in form, that you don't need a warehouse, you don't need trucks to transport it. So that any kid with a gun and a pair of gym shoes is invited to go into the drug business. We have violence like Chicago, where I'm still from. We have epidemic violence, and you can't have drug prohibition and safe streets. You can't have a moral society and a drug war that corrupts the police, that tempts the police to be on the same side as the drug dealers, both in favor of the war on drugs. Al Capone was in favor of prohibition. There isn't a drug dealer worth his salt or a drug cartel that's not in favor of prohibition.
When you look at it from the police side, many of them will look at this and, you know, you began by talking about violence, and you said there's nothing worse than you can do. And a police officer is not going to turn the other way and say, well, you know, he just shot this guy down in the middle of the street. No problem with that. I'm not going to do anything about it. But if they see what they think is a consensual transaction going on with something that they think is relatively harmless, whether it's alcohol or whether it's pot, they're going to kind of, they'll be tempted to look the other way, especially if there's some money to be offered. And that's where the corruption comes in. And then it is by turning the other way. And what they don't realize is that they're really throwing fuel on the fire of violence by doing that, aren't they?
Sure. I mean, some policemen are actually corrupted and end up taking the money. Mm-hmm. They see the money, they see the drugs, they'll start working for a rival gang. They confiscate some drugs, they give it to the guys that they're working with instead. We've got the drug czar of Mexico, who ends up in jail for working with the cartels. We've got the guys who is head of worked in gangs crime in Chicago, Officer Mangianowski, who goes to jail after basically working and supporting a cocaine cartel shipping drugs from Florida to Chicago. So there are serious corruption stories where police are actually corrupted, but the bigger corruption is not an illegal one. It's one where we take the drug dealer's wares and we lawfully give it to the police. We give it to drug treatment providers. We give it to drug testers. We give it to prison builders. We give it to the U.S. military that's trying to prevent the importation of drugs. Trump wants to build a wall now to keep drugs out. Well, walls are not going to keep out drugs.
That's right. There's too much money involved. When you incentivize, you got a big magnet. There's a lot of money to be made. And when you talk about the wall, I mean, look at the violence in Mexico. We just had the State Department say it's more violent in many of these Mexican provinces than it is if you go to Afghanistan or Iraq. Look at the tens of thousands of people that are dying there every year. Most of that coming from competition, again, between these different drug cartels.
Or Central America. We had these 60,000 youngsters standing at the border coming from Honduras and Guatemala and trying to escape the violence. Well, why do they have so much violence? Because the United States and the United Nations insist that we have prohibition as the drug policy for the world. And when you put that in place, you can't have peace.
That's right.
Can't stop the violence. So
people
rush to borders or wherever they can go to try to escape the violence. And without ending this drug prohibition system at the United Nations, international level, and the United States through the Controlled Substances Act, we cannot have peace in America or peace in the world.
And that's why I want conservatives and many people who don't use drugs themselves and they think that they're going to be able to stop it with law enforcement. That's why I want them to understand that this is something that is coming from the United Nations. This is a forever war that is being created, and part of, if it's not the military industrial complex, it's the police industrial complex, from the people who create these ever escalating militarized police equipment, the way that the police are changing the way they interact with everybody, shoot first and keep shooting. This is all stemming from the violence and the war on drugs, as well as the for-profit prisons and everything, but it is also corrupting our legal system, as we've now got a constitutional crisis that's really coming up with all these states saying we don't really care what the federal government is saying about this and going on with legalizing of marijuana, while Jeff Sessions is doubling down and saying, no, we're going to do something. I'm not really sure what he's going to do.
The economics of what we're talking about, it's projected that the taxes going to the federal, state, and local government from legalizing marijuana is $28 billion a year. When you start taking that kind of money away from the criminal organizations worldwide, then we're starting to make a dent. We're starting to return the world to normalcy, to health, to people caring about one another, to recognizing that drugs is a health problem and not a criminal law enforcement problem principally.
That's correct. And so I think this is something that people on both sides need to look at this slightly differently. Stay with us. We've got one more segment with Jim Gearock. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to James Gearock. He's with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We just talked about what he personally witnessed as a prosecutor that turned him against the idea of prohibition. Now, we're not saying that addiction isn't a problem. It is a problem, but it's not the solution to have law enforcement. So we just talked about all the various ways that law enforcement has allowed that addiction problem to flourish, to increase, while giving us a lot of other problems in addition to the original drug addiction problem that continues to increase. And we're going to go back to Mr. Gearock in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that we've continued from the new year. We've had to take some items like Brain Force and Super Blue off because we have to put things aside for auto ship. And by the way, if you're not into auto ship, it's something you should think about. If there's something you find effective, works for you, then make sure that you're not going to run out of it. You can also get a 10% discount if you sign up for AutoShip. So you pick the interval, you pick the products that you want, and then you get a 10% discount. Make sure that it's always in stock. But we still have some other items that are discounted 50%. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, also X2, our nascent iodine. We have Super Male Vitality, many of our most popular products, still 50% off. Some of our newest ones, Immune Wall, that just came out at the beginning of the year to help increase your immune system. That's 25% off. And we have Red Pill and Alpha Power. Still very new products came out, I think, November timeframe, something like that. They're now 50% off as well. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program as well as everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we do appreciate your support. Right, let's go back to Mr. Gearock as we look at the, back and forth between Washington and the various states over this. We've talked about the, building momentum. Now it's not just about medical marijuana, but it's also now, Mr. Gearock, about recreational use, if you will, of marijuana and other issues. But it's prohibition in general that is the problem. And it brings up some interesting legal issues because, as I said before, we've got this tension now between an attorney general who, if Washington can tell us whatever they want and they can prohibit whatever they want without any constitutional restrictions, then it creates kind of an interesting state nullification issue here where we've got some states that say it's legal for marijuana use, others that say it's just legal for any kind of use, however you wish to use it, and you got Washington saying we're not going to allow it for anything. That brings up a very interesting case. I think you're right when you say Congress is going to fix it, because if they don't fix it, then this is going to create a very interesting test case for separation of powers. That many of us look at this as a 10th Amendment issue. And so I think they don't want to have that discussion.
Sure. Congress has tried for so long to sidestep this issue of the war on drugs. It's not a pleasant subject to talk about. For years, politicians have said we need to save our kids, protect them from drugs. In order to do that, we're going to outlaw drugs. We're going to put in place tough penalties. And America has become the prison capital of the world in an effort to accomplish that goal. And yet, even now, with 29 states passing medical marijuana, 8 states passing recreational marijuana, we're arresting 600,000 people a year for marijuana violations. We have one in five people who live in a state where marijuana is legal because of referendums and the action of state legislatures. And we have a United States Congress that says that marijuana is a dangerous drug, it's a serious crime to sell or possess it, and that it's supporting drug cartels if you use or engage in a black market sale of marijuana. Congress is causing the problem.
What's
Congress
that?
Caused the problem when it passed the Controlled Substances Act. It's furthering the problem until it faces the fact Americans no longer want a war on drugs. Today happens to be Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And one of the horrible things that this war on drugs has done is it has discriminated in who gets prosecuted, who goes to prison for how long. It's blacks who use drugs at basically the same rate as white folks and Hispanic and other people. And yet, if you're black in the United States, you have 3.73 times the likelihood of going to prison for this marijuana offense than if you are white. This is intolerable in America, where we supposedly treat people of all races, creeds, and colors identically. In reality,
that's right. And when they lock somebody up, regardless of how many years they steal from your life, I mean, that has lifelong consequences for those individuals, black or white, but as you're pointing out, more often than not, black individuals, and also for their families. You know, this is something that puts a stigma on somebody forever, and it creates these other issues. And then somebody who's not swept up in this still has to pay taxes to put these people in cages. I mean, it's an insane policy.
The United States has over 2 million people locked up, and we really became the prison capital of the world, the highest rate of incarceration in the world, the highest aggregate actual numbers of people in prison because of our war on drugs.
Right.
I mean, Congress has to act. Mm-hmm. Jeff Sessions is a nobody. He has a position of power and is abusing it and trying to turn the clock back instead of looking ahead and helping lead America and the world out of this morass of a war on drugs that was well intended, but was as misaligned and misthought as the prohibition of alcohol years ago.
That's right. And we saw the good intentions of alcohol prohibition, because alcohol is a far more dangerous drug than marijuana is. And so you could understand people saying, well, we got to stop this. It's destroying so many lives, and we need to do something. But we had that experiment. And the sad thing about that is that this has gone on for so much longer than alcohol prohibition has gone on. And they started targeting the end users, whereas during alcohol prohibition, they were really targeting the Al Capones and so forth. Now, you know, under Reagan, they shifted it to the end user. But I think it's interesting that one of the things that started rolling back prohibition of alcohol was jury nullification. And now what we're starting to see is state nullification. I've told a lot of people who were there on the marijuana side, because the war on drugs and prohibition in general, I don't agree with. I don't think you can make a constitutional case for it. And yet the vast majority of it, and the vast majority of people who are punished and locked up, is because of marijuana. And so that has become the focus of this. They may go through with Congress and say, all right, we're going to give marijuana a pass, but we're still going to keep prohibition in effect for all these other drugs. That would lessen the impact somewhat, but only, I think only temporarily, as you have even more of an incentive for the drug cartels to get people hooked on the other stuff. But I've told a lot of the people in marijuana, forget talking about 420, talk about 1018, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment. If we had to have an 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol because of the 10th Amendment, then what does it say about our government today that they just do whatever they wish? Both of those came after the Supremacy Clause. Both of those came after the Commerce Clause. Those are both there when they had to have the 18th Amendment. But we have not had an amendment to prohibit all these. Instead, we've turned it around and we've said everything is prohibited unless it is expressly permitted. And so that's why I kind of almost don't want to see Congress take care of this simply for marijuana. I want to have this discussion about prohibition in general and about the Constitution in general. I'd like to see this come to a head. You know, it's Grant said the best way to get rid of a bad law is to rigorously enforce it. Maybe that's what Sessions will do.
You know, it's really heartbreaking. We talk about addiction. Prohibition is the addiction.
Yes,
and once you start going down that road, it's so difficult to call your horses and all the king's men and all the king's horses back. But that's precisely what needs to happen here in America. There is hope for the future. There is hope for controlling drugs. There is hope for the restoration of law enforcement. There is hope for ending America, the prison capital of the world. And the answer to all of those problems lies with tolerance, not zero tolerance, but tolerance for one another, tolerance for addiction, tolerance for mistakes, tolerance for someone who did make a mistake and then gets out of prison and instead of being branded a convicted felon forever, has a chance to get a job, to go to work, to take care of their family, and get back on the straight and narrow.
I agree.
Yes, there.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, you can find Mr. Gierach on Twitter at James Gierach. That's G-I-E-R-A-C-H. And you can also find him jamesgierach.tumblr.com. And who knows? We might have this fight, and instead of legalizing marijuana, we might legalize the government. That would be an interesting outcome, wouldn't it? Thank you so much for joining us, Jim Gierach. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Joe Bannister of the Criminal Investigation Department, formerly at the Criminal Investigation Department of the IRS, talking about privatization of tax collection. We'll be right back.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I said in the last segment, we're going to be talking to Joe Bannister, formerly of the IRS's criminal division. We're going to talk to him about the privatization of tax collection by the IRS. This is something that is not working out well for anybody, except for the private tax collectors. They're making out like bandits and thieves. So we're going to talk to Joe Bannister coming up in the next segment. Actually, not the next segment, but the one after this next segment. I want to talk a little bit about the back and forth that came over the weekend on the Sunday shows. Some people coming out and pushing back against what was told to everyone by Dick Durbin, saying that President Trump had called these other countries sewers. And as I said last Friday, even if that were true, it's not the same as calling the people themselves the sewers, as Hillary Clinton did. I mean, what would we have? Did we have any kind of a pushback by these same people who are wringing their hands when Hillary Clinton's called the people in middle America, and I'm talking about that middle in terms of economics and in terms of geographics, she called them deplorables? What if Trump had said, why are we bringing in all these people from these deplorable countries? Well, you call those people deplorable. Well, Hillary Clinton actually did. And we had Twitter, as we pointed out on Friday morning. We said Twitter was caught talking to James O'Keefe, saying we're going to shut down these crappy people. But they used basically the same word that President Trump was accused of having said. Now, we've got Senator David Perdue saying Trump never used that term. He said, I was in the room. Here's what he had to say.
To what we just heard from Congressman Lewis, that he believes President Trump is a racist.
Well, of course, I think that's ridiculous. I grew up in the South. I fully understand what that means. But the congressman and I just disagree on a couple things. First, I'm from Georgia. I've been in those schools he's talking about, and he's exactly right that regardless of race, religion, anything, those schools, those kids are doing great together. The problem is when you get to the Washington politicians, the career politicians who want to pander to their base, what we have going on here right now is a gross misrepresentation. This all started with a total misrepresentation of a meeting that happened last Thursday. And people forget that just 2 days earlier, this president, in an open meeting, with media in there for almost an hour, George, debated this with both sides, Democrats, Republicans, House members, and the Senate.
Okay, and he goes on to say that in 2013, Senator Durbin made a similar accusation against a Republican leader. Said this was a meeting that had happened with President Obama, and he said it shut down the meeting. Essentially, he said that's what he said in 2013. He said later that same day, the president's own press secretary came out and said, and I quote, "It did not happen." What he said was that Dick Durbin had said the terms used by this Republican are so disrespectful to President Obama, we had to shut down that meeting. And later that day, the president's press secretary said that didn't happen. That didn't happen. He says this is about gross misrepresentation, and it's not the first time that Durbin has done that. And as you saw him began that comment George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos had just previously had John Lewis on, who has made a career of the civil rights movement, and he played an important part in that, but not so much lately. Lately, he has become, John Lewis has, become one of these people who uses division and race to further his career just as much as these people who created the Jim Crow laws that they were pushing back against at the time. It was Jim Lewis who refused to go to that meeting in Mississippi when President Trump was there to open a civil rights museum. That was Jim Lewis. Just as we saw, as I mentioned earlier in the program, they shut down the parade just outside of Dallas to honor Martin Luther King because they called Governor Abbott a racist because he wants to see voter ID and because they have gerrymandering, like the Democrats have done constantly. That is simply politics, folks. That is not racism. And it's politicians using race as a wedge. We'll be right back with more about how they're using race as a wedge. I'm David Knight.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we'll be talking to Joe Bannister about the privatization of tax collection. How is that working out for us? We're going to give you the horrible truth in the next segment with Joe Bannister, who used to work for the Criminal Enforcement Division of the IRS. But I want to talk about in this segment what is going on with DACA. We've had President Trump come out and tweet, DACA is probably dead. He did that on Sunday. And he said, DACA is probably dead because the Democrats don't really want it. They don't really care about DACA. And, of course, we've had many Democrats come out and endorse the principles of controlling the border, making sure that we don't have uncontrolled immigration. They've said that over and over again. But it's really what they do want is they do want leverage and they do want division and they do want identity politics for the next election. This is all about politics. And as I pointed out in the clip that we played when Senator Perdue was on with George Stephanopoulos, ABC's program yesterday, and he was being attacked and the president was being attacked by John Lewis, they don't want to have a society that is colorblind. They don't want to have a society where we look at people as individuals. They want to keep people as groups, groups that they control. And we look at Jeff Bezos in the Washington Post. We understand the Democrats want to have voters and the big business owners like Jeff Bezos want to have cheap labor. And so now we've got the Washington Post owner, Jeff Bezos, donating $33 million in scholarships to illegal alien students. How's that? Isn't that great? So he's going to give $33 million to Dreamers. Now, let me explain something to you. This is not even counting the cost of college, because that's what he's putting in, $33 million in college scholarships for illegal aliens. When illegal aliens come in, they get in-state tuition rates at any state that they want to go to, because, you know, they're not citizens of any particular state, so they can get in-state tuition anywhere, unlike American citizens, people who were born here, people who came here legally. But if we go in and we look at the National Center for Education Statistics, and we look at how much is being spent on average per student from kindergarten through high school graduation, it works out to being about $12,000 a year per student. Now, we're told that there are 800,000 dreamers. I think that is a very, very conservative number. But let's just go with their conservative numbers. So let's take 12,000 per student and 800,000. That means that you, the taxpayer, are paying $9.6 billion a year to subsidize this education for these kids. And you're going to do that for 13 years for one kid. Each of these kids is going to cost you, or at the 13-year period of this is going to be $125 billion, 13 years of this when they go all the way through. But let's just take a look at the annual cost, $9.6 billion. And you've got Jeff Bezos out there saying, I'm going to kick in $33 million. Now, that's a return on investment, folks. You kick in $33 million. You have the taxpayers kick in $9.6 billion. And then you get cheap labor. What a deal. What a deal. And you can virtue signal about what a great guy you are as you're throwing the cash out to people and they're throwing the cash on you by the bucket loads. This is a guy who everybody's competing for him here in Texas. They're saying, oh, we'll give you $2 billion. Come here. New Jersey's Governor Christie says, we'll give you $5 billion to put Amazon in our place. Please come. Everybody is bidding against each other, throwing cash at Jeff Bezos. I mean, you look at Donald Trump's wealth. Not insignificant. And he has anywhere from $6 to $10 billion, depending on who's doing the calculating in terms of net worth. But you've got people throwing nearly that amount of money at Jeff Bezos just to open up a headquarter in their state or their jurisdiction. And we are throwing $9.6 billion a year for cheap labor for him and for voters for the Democrats. As Breitbart points out, chain migration is expected to add 8 billion potential foreign-born voters to the U.S. elections over the next two decades. The U.S. admits more than 1.5 million foreign nationals to the country every year, with the vast majority deriving from family-based chain migration. And as I've said before, we look at the sham of anchor baby citizenship and how that's being abused by these fraudulent birth hospitals and organizations where you've got wealthy Chinese. I mentioned this on Friday. You can see the report on Real News with David Knight, our YouTube channel. $40,000 to $80,000 these people are paying so they can get in. Why? Because they're touting the fact that, hey, you can get free education, kindergarten through seniors, through high school. 13 years of free education. Heavy discounts on college education. So come here. We'll put you up in a hotel. And you come here when you're not really showing so much so that you can get through. And we'll tell you which places of entry to come in. And then you come in and we'll put you up in a luxury hotel. When it's time for you to have your baby, you can plead that you're not a citizen. I don't know. I don't speak English, whatever. And you can get nothing or pay no more than about $4,000 at the local hospitals where they would normally charge $25,000. So you can get your birth for basically nothing, and then have your kid be educated for free, and then the kid can bring you in when they become an adult. And that's what we don't want to see happen anymore. We're tired of being played for suckers. We're tired of the American dream being scammed. It has nothing to do with people being Chinese. It has nothing to do with people being Hispanic or Mexican. And yet the Mexican government is involved as heavily in this scam directly, pushing the DACA dreamers, telling them how to subvert our immigration laws just as surely as this organization that they're doing raids and shutting down, this private organization that's operating with the Chinese people, bringing them in. They say, well, that's fraudulent. And they go in and shut them down. But we allow the Mexican government to do that for us. And we allow the Democrats to do that to us. That's the real issue. I want to play what Andrea Mitchell had to say, because she's the one typical of the way that they're using this as a racial ethnic division. Here's Andrea Mitchell's comments.
And I'm not, one to use labels, but it is so upsetting to all of us who come from families of immigrants, particularly people of color, to children. And I was really struck by something, well, first of all, Paul Ryan in the moment saying it was, unfortunate and unhelpful, and Rand Paul to make those excuses today. Republican leaders and others who refuse to call what it is by its name. Something is wrong with our culture, and it starts at the top. The leader of the free world, the leader of our country, needs to show compassion and humanity. And that filters down at every level of society, and it teaches our children, and that's what really, really bothers me.
You know, the view...
Okay, that was Mrs. Alan Greenspan. Her husband is the former longtime head of the Federal Reserve who pumped and dumped us into a real estate bubble. But she's saying, oh, this is just awful. And look at Rand Paul. Isn't he shameful? Well, Rand Paul had pointed out, I don't have time to play the clip. He pointed out, Trump isn't prejudiced against Haiti at all. He helped me to fund my medical mission there. And so did Gary Haven, who's been on the show many times. He said, I know for a fact that Trump cares very deeply about the people in Haiti. Because he helped to finance a trip, we were able to give vision back to 200 people in Haiti. What has Bill and Hillary Clinton done about this? Absolutely nothing. You know, Bill Clinton was triggered by people talking about that, as we mentioned it, but it was also WikiLeaks that came out. Bill Clinton came out and said, no Clinton Foundation funds were dedicated to Haiti or otherwise were used to pay for Chelsea's wedding. It's not only untrue, it is a personal insult to me and to Hillary and to Chelsea and to Mark. And I would say, yes, it is a personal insult to you, but it is true nevertheless. And in the articles that have been picked up, like this one on Zero Hedge, they pointed out Paul Joseph Watson saying, hey, Chelsea Clinton used the Clinton Foundation's resources for her wedding. And we have the WikiLeaks documents to prove it. They came out and they're prevaricating over the fact, and WikiLeaks called them on this, and said, you're making a distinction between funds and resources. WikiLeaks came out and said, Bill Clinton claims no Clinton Foundation funds were used to pay for Chelsea's wedding. However, the leaked emails from Doug Vann doesn't say funds, it says resources. You know, money is fungible, isn't it? Whether you call it funds or resources, that's what we're talking about. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Bannister. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Criminal Investigation Division special agent ever to investigate allegations that the IRS illegally administers and enforces the federal income tax and to report its investigation to the IRS superiors above him. What do you think they did? I'll give you one guess. But we're going to be talking to Joe Bannister, and his website is agentfortruth.com. We're going to go to him in just one moment. I want to tell you about a couple of things that are coming up. Later on in the hour, we're going to have, we got an exclusive interview today Alex Jones had with Steven Seagal. And Steven Seagal is talking about the sex allegations against him and what's really behind it, the deep state. And we're going to have a preview of that interview coming up later in this hour. And before we go to Joe, I want to remind you of the products that we have on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Some products had to be removed because we have to keep things set aside for auto ship. And by the way, if you're not using auto ship, now is a great time to make sure you do that for the products you use on a regular basis. You can save 10% for the products that you sign up to get on a regular basis. You pick the interval in which you want them shipped, and that way they're never out of stock. So we make sure that we hold stock behind for those of you who are on auto ship. But right now, if you want to try some of the products that you haven't tried before, we've got a lot of new products that are 50% off, as well as some of our most popular products are still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, X2, our nascent iodine, 50% off both of those, as well as Super Male Vitality. And some of the new products that we have introduced, Alpha Power and Red Pill, are 50% off. Those have only been out about a month, month and a half or so. And we've got a brand new product that just came out at the beginning of the year, introductory price, 25% off, and that is Immune Wall, a great way to bolster your immune system. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and everything that we do here at InfoWars keeps us independent and keeps you healthy. Take control of your life, control of your health, control of your liberty. By supporting us with the products at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, now joining us is Joe Bannister. Again, his website is agentfortruth.com. And I wanted to get Joe on to talk about this new innovation that we have in tax collection, where we use private tax collectors, except that it's not really a new innovation. It was something that was tried by the Roman Empire over 2,000 years ago. And some of the most hated people, if you read the Bible in the New Testament, were the publicans. They had an incentive to squeeze every last dime out of the people. And they did that. They had a profit incentive for doing this, which makes the entire tax collection system even worse than it was. So joining us now is Joe Bannister. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me. Big fan of yours, of course, since the day you hit the InfoWars set.
Well, thank you. Big fan of yours. I tell you what, it takes a lot of guts to put your life and your career on the line because you look at something that is unjust and illegal and you speak out about it. And so I have nothing but respect for you, Joe, and I really do appreciate that and what you've done for everybody. Let's talk, though, right now about this whole private tax collection thing. You sent me some stuff about taxpayer advocate services. Tell people what that is and tell them what they're saying about this private tax collection stuff.
Well, first comment, and no one will be surprised. You know, the IRS is probably the deepest deep state agency that exists and the muckiest swamp creature that exists. But the reason that these issues about the IRS usually come up is because there's some kind of a report that's been issued. And in the case of this private debt collection situation, the National Taxpayer Advocate, or NTA, is the acronym. IRS is very fond of acronyms. The NTA has to issue at least two reports per year to Congress, an annual report to Congress, as well as an objectives report. And so in the annual report to Congress for 2017, there was this particular item about the results, shall we say, of this private debt collection program that the IRS has implemented. There was a law passed in 2015, so the Congress was actually the instigator of this. A lot of times the IRS is behind the scenes urging the Congress to do most of what they do.
Sure.
But nevertheless, this report is what generated it. Every year, this annual report will list at least 20 items, 20 problems that the National Taxpayer Advocate has uncovered. And so this private debt collection problem was one of those 20. Actually, there was 21 items, I think, in the 2017 report, but one of those was this private debt collection scandal.
And, of course, even though it was authorized in 2015, it didn't really begin until April of this year. And tell us what the results of that have been.
Right. I mean, when you think about, there's just always so many ugly things to report about the IRS, but the program only began in April of 2017. The report that detailed all the problems with it was a 2017 report. So, and actually there was a 2016 report, so before the April implementation date, and the 2016 report already could tell that the IRS was going to break the law and have problems. So it was already
do it anyway. Yeah.
It was already written on the wall, but yes, we have full steam ahead. So with this very short time frame of being able to do the right thing or the wrong thing, the IRS went in the wrong direction. So some of the things that they found was that the IRS, you know, assigned debt collection, tax debt collection, to what they call PCAs, or private collection agencies. Mm-hmm. So in this short period of time, the IRS collected a whopping, I'm sorry, the PCAs, the collection agencies, collected a whopping $6.7 million. And you think, wow, great, $6.7 million in the Treasury. The problem is that the program cost $20 million.
To collect so three times the amount of money that they collected is going out to these private tax collectors, these publicans. Who are these people? How many of them are there? I mean, is this traditional crony capitalism where you got a few well-connected individuals to the deep state that get all the goodies, get three times the amount of money that the IRS is actually collecting?
I'm certain of it. I mean, over the years, obviously, I had to study this beast for many, many years. And whether it's computer consulting or, you know, there was even, remember the Star Trek, where they'd actually do Star Trek episodes in their,
yeah,
you know, their lavish get-togethers, soirees and things. So
amazing amount of money that they spend for these awful productions to educate people.
Right. So you can always bet they're going to waste money, and they're going to waste it on their friends. And so I'm sure this is no example it's the same kind of thing that they're doing. They also said that, let's see, the IRS threatened that they would send them to a collection agency, and that collected 40% just by the threatening letter. The IRS actually paid commissions to the private collection agencies for taxes that the IRS collected.
Wow. Yeah, and so even when the private company didn't have to do anything, they still got a commission. But when we come back, we've got some more information from Joe Bannister about the people that they're targeting. It's not the 1%, folks. No surprise here as to who they're coming after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted, and just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack, but her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the t-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan t-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Politicians and the big corporations are always looking ways to divide and conquer. They can play the race card, or they can play the envy card. We have to remember that the income tax really originally began as a 1% tax on the 1%. It's only going to be the really, really wealthy that were going to pay that. But of course, the people who were behind it were people like J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, behind these kind of control structures. And it's the wealthy big corporations, the crony corporations, that get the money today. People like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, or the people who are now partnering with the IRS as private tax collectors, the fat cats that are there. But of course, the tax is there to punish those other people, the publicans, right? The publicans are now coming after you. So, you know, it began with just a 1% tax on the 1%, and then by the time, and it was only going to be on their investment income. And then by the time we got to World War II, they said, no, no, we're going to come for your wages as well. And so it goes. Now, when we look at this private tax collection, we're talking to Joe Bannister. You can find him, Agent for Truth, the only IRS criminal investigator, special agent to ever look into what is really going on with the IRS and report about it. And I want to leave some time for him to give us an overview of that, a quick overview of that. But right now, I want you to focus, Joe, on what is happening with this private tax collection, and who has become the focus of this private tax collection? Is it Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk? What is the economic demographic of the people that they're coming after?
Well, as you probably saw in the report, David, I'm torn because the taxpayer advocate actually does point out some really egregious things, but of course they don't dig deep as to, like, you know, the whole purpose of the income tax and those kinds of things. But I'm enthusiastic about how they spell out these abuses. You probably notice out the top of the report, it says taxpayer rights impacted. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole litany of rights that are impacted: the right to be informed, the right to quality service, the right to pay no more than the correct amount of tax, the right to challenge the IRS's position and be heard, the right to finality, right to privacy, right to confidentiality. That's just the litany for this private debt collection. And they list these.
If they were to support those rights, I don't think we would have an income tax the way the IRS runs it at all, would we?
Exactly. That's a great point. The report would be very small. It would be disband the IRS. But anyway, to answer your question, it always gripes me that the usually the Democrats, but anyone that says, you know, we need to go after that 1% and then we can have free college and all these kinds of things. If you look at the IRS and where they go to collect money, they don't go to the 1%. So that's
right.
Another indicator to me that that's not where the money is. The real
that's
money
right.
is in harassing the people who can't fight back and harassing the people, you know, going where the money is. So, for example, this report, and it's, again, interesting that the taxpayer advocate is an IRS, you know, person, although they're supposed to be separated from it and unbiased. Maybe to some extent they are, but they really point out some egregious techniques and focuses that the IRS has. So the median reported income of those that were handed over to these private collection agencies was only $41,000.
Those fat cats. You know,
the
they were the ones. Yeah. Yeah, you got to raise taxes because, you know, the wealthy are getting off with all this stuff. That's what the Democrats keep telling us. But then they come after this. They go out and get private tax collectors to harass these people and hound them, making median income of $41,000. It's amazing.
It gets worse. 28%
yeah.
of the accounts that were assigned to the private collection agencies reported income below
$20,000.
Mm. So over a quarter.
Wow.
Let's keep going here. 44% had incomes below 2.5 times the federal poverty rate. Now, I didn't prepare to find out what the federal poverty rate is. You can imagine it's pretty tiny. So even if you times it by 2.5, it's still really small. And 44% of the targets were those people.
That's just outrageous.
Another ugly one, 4,100 Social Security disability recipients. Now, you know, those would be the people with some pretty large hardships. They were handed over to the private collection agencies, even though the IRS had agreed to exclude them from the PCA program.
Wow. And I want people to just hold that and think about that for a second. We got people whose median family income is 41,000. That means half of the people made less than that. And people who are on Social Security and they're being handed over to a private collection agency by the IRS that hounds them. And even they say, we can't get any money out of these people. I mean, they're really trying to get blood out of a turnip here. You know, but don't worry. They're going to keep the beatings going.
Right. And, you know, there's no shortage. I mean, again, I've been at this since 1997 when I was first looking into these allegations about the IRS while I was working at the IRS. But there is a plethora, I mean, just a mountain of articles and papers and reports that detail all of this nasty stuff. And, you know, you put it very well. We're really talking about an agency that was, you know, a bastard child from the beginning. I mean, you can't, you know, pearls on swine. You can't yeah. fix this. Yeah. And people keep complaining about it and trying about it. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal called The IRS Evades Accountability and Its Excuse is Ridiculous. That was on January 10th. For those that want to look it up, that article refers to this Cause of Action Institute that did an amazing report on how the IRS evades oversight of laws that are designed, and all the other agencies will march forward and comply with the law. And instead, the IRS will just say, you know, doesn't apply to us. And the most incredible thing is that these laws are supposed to if there's any significant economic impact to a law, the agencies have various, you know, hoops that they have to jump through to prove or to show what kind of economic impact. Now, do you think of all the agencies that we have in the federal government that the IRS would be most likely to have an economic impact on their rulemaking? And yet they're the ones that back out and say, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, we increasingly see all of these bureaucracies say that they are above the law and above any kind of scrutiny. But it began with the IRS. They really kind of set up this template of taking a general mission that was given to them and then filling in all the details like the devil. And I want to get you to, because we've got a couple of minutes left, just as a final footnote to what we're talking about with this particular thing that has happened here, this private tax collection, coming after people who are below 41,000, half of them, and coming after people on Social Security. We just had Nancy Pelosi say, forget about these tax cuts. They're nothing but crumbs. I tell you what, the IRS and the Democrats will fight for those crumbs, and they will take the crumbs off of the table of the poor people. They have absolutely no problem doing that and using the most ruthless tactics and illegal actions to do that. Tell us a little bit about some of the stuff that you discovered, because we've only got a couple of minutes left as a criminal investigator. To give people a tease for your website there, agentfortruth.com.
Well, for example, you know, I went to work in the late 90s, but I learned that in the early to mid-80s when Reagan was in, there that was the reason that, wow, I got to carry a gun and a badge 24-7. You know, I thought, wow, that's a lot cooler than the 60s and the 50s where I had to take a gun out of a safe and use it one hour a day. But the whole purpose of the money laundering laws was really to surveil the economic activities of the average American. They claimed mm-hmm. it was for, you know, monitoring the drug trafficking, which we know who's responsible for that largely.
That's right.
Child tax care credit. Everybody thought, wow, the government's going to help me with the child tax care credit. But the real purpose was to find the babysitters that were just babysitting and making a little extra money.
Wow.
It goes on and on and on. And I just.
That is so typical. That is so typical. Yeah, here's a child tax cut, but really the purpose is to surveil and find out who the babysitters are that are getting cash. That is so true. Thank you so much, Joe Bannister, for your work. I've got to get you on when we got a little bit more time. And you can find him at agentfortruth.com. Joe Bannister, exposing what the real agenda behind this is. Like, this is not about coming for the rich people.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first. Just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight. In this last segment, we've got a preview of an exclusive interview that Alex Jones had earlier this morning with Steven Seagal about the allegations of sexual misconduct. Now, I've got a preview of that interview that's coming up on the Alex Jones Show that follows this show. Here's that preview.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Seagal is joining us in a long-form, unedited interview. This is important information because this witch hunt is destabilizing not just our country, but the entire world.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I was raised a lot of my life in Asia.
where your word and your honor is everything. And without that, you are nothing. You have nothing. I've worked very, very hard in my life to build a good reputation and be a man of honor, a humble man, and a good man. I'm a family man. I have 7 children. And I really, really resent the way people have lied and been paid to lie about me without any evidence, any proof, any witnesses. And, you know, I think without any due process is a tremendous violation of Americans and America's ethics and morals and constitution. I think that this is an outrage. And I think it's not just me. This is happening to hundreds of people. And I think it's got to stop.
And then you've got the lawyers involved getting caught paying people hundreds of thousands of dollars and getting a percentage of the payouts from the media to go out and line people up to make these accusations, and there's no due process. It's just crazy. And we have the WikiLeaks and other documents where they admit they're doing this for political gain. And it's run by people like Lisa Bloom, the lawyer who defends Harvey Weinstein, when there's a whole bunch of witnesses that saw him rape women in the backs of cars. It is simply incredible.
It's two-way traffic now, and we are investigating them. And we're already finding that some of the people that are writing articles and some of the people that are paying people are pedophiles themselves. You want war, you got war. And I just want to say God bless America and God bless every patriot that's out there trying to fight this secret group of people trying to overthrow our government. And we have many different names for them, but we know who they are and what they are.
Amen to that, Steven Seagal.
All right, and that's a preview of the interview that's coming up in the Alex Jones program, which follows this one. And certainly that tactic worked in the Alabama Senate election, didn't it? In this environment, you just make the accusation, and it sticks. You don't have to prove it, and you can get people like Lisa Bloom or Gloria Allred to double down on it. I want to take a look at the news that came out over the weekend about the Vegas shooting, because this is some FOIA documents that were released by the FBI and others, finally at the request of many journalism organizations. And, you know, when we look at what's going on in Vegas, it doesn't really look like a Steven Seagal action film, does it? Of course, as the first version that we're told, yeah, that was kind of like that. You know, you had Jesus Campos who comes in and he stops the shooting, and the guy is so afraid of him that he commits suicide, stops the shooting early, and so forth and so on. But then we see version 2, and then version 3, and so forth. And now what it is looking like is more like a Pink Panther Inspector Clouseau operation, except that there's something a bit more sinister and not quite so funny. That's funny business, but it is not humorous. And what we've now learned out of some of these documents that have come out, the gunman's girlfriend told her investigators that her fingerprints would probably be on the ammunition. And yes, they were. And then the fact that she deleted her Facebook account before the police announced the identity of the gunman. So she seems to know that this guy was going to be the shooter, and yet we still don't have any motive, do we? Even from the girlfriend. No explanation. We're still waiting for the autopsies to determine what his motive is, because none of this makes any sense. Especially when you bring the New York Times in. Yet another mockingbird report from the mainstream media. And when you look at some of the things that were said by the New York Times, you just have to shake your head. This is what the New York Times is saying. Las Vegas gunman took elaborate steps to hide his tracks, say new documents. As he meticulously planned the Las Vegas attack, and he took elaborate steps to stymie the inevitable law enforcement investigation. Really? So this guy was so meticulous in all of his planning that even though he had all these explosives that were unused in his car, that they surmised that he was going to put them on some structure and blow it up. It was Tannerite, things like that. He was going to blow it up, shooting it from a distance, and yet he never even bothered to put those explosives on before he began the shooting. But he meticulously planned this, so meticulously, that these geniuses in law enforcement, these Inspector Clouseaus, still cannot determine what his motives were. Amazing. They're still stymied by this. And then we have the use, they say, of anonymous communication devices, prepaid cell phone and so forth. A level of sophistication, quote unquote, commonly found in mass casualty events. You know, quite frankly, I haven't seen a level of sophistication in mass casualty events. What I typically see is one Yahoo in a truck running down innocent civilians. And they say, who knew? We didn't know. It's a lone wolf. We didn't know anything about it. This guy, supposedly, lone wolf. We didn't know anything about it. And yet, one of the things that comes out is that he was sending cryptic emails to himself, maybe, or an accomplice. We don't know. We'll have to get more from the autopsy to find out what's going on with that. I mean, this is beyond belief, what we're seeing here. Why would this guy be sending cryptic emails to himself? Could be somebody else, but we don't know. None of this makes any sense. You're right, it doesn't make any sense. He spent significant time and expense prior to the attack purchasing and cashing weapons, says the FBI. Maybe this was a gun deal that was gone bad. Maybe this was, we've known our government to be involved in things like the gun walking, false flags that were set up many, many times. We know them to be involved in Fast and Furious. That only blew up because you had a federal agent get killed in that. So the federal government has been involved in a lot of gun trafficking stuff, set up a scam or whatever. So maybe this guy was running guns. You know, it's interesting because he did purchase a gun just hours before he left to go to Vegas, but he didn't bring that gun with him. No, he didn't bring that gun with him. He purchased that weapon, but he didn't take it with him. So was he working in weapons? Was he doing gun deals? Certainly looks like it. The people that he was dealing with did this shooting or whatever. They said they found preloaded high-capacity magazines, body armor, homemade gas masks. They found the Tannerite in his car. Why would he stop? Was it Jesus Campos? That was what we were told initially, but then that all collapsed. And then these emails that he's sending back and forth. For a thrill, try out the Bumpfire ARs with a 100-round magazine. Paddock sent on July 6th these emails to an account that may also have belonged to him. And he said, try an AR before you buy. We have a huge selection located in the Las Vegas area. I mean, would that support the idea that this guy is involved in weapons trafficking? Yeah. But they want to put this out there as if they have absolutely no idea what is going on. Maybe he was talking to himself. This gets crazier and dumber as it goes on. And again, we won't know really what his motive is, even though his girlfriend immediately thought that was him and said, yeah, you're going to find my fingerprints on the ammunition. And before it was even announced that he was a shooter, she was deleting her social media accounts. But they have absolutely no idea, even after talking to the girlfriend, what his motivations were. Let me tell you something. The more information that comes out of this, the more this stinks. And one of the victim's lawyers say the MGM statements are, quote unquote, hard to believe. Let me tell you something. It's not just the MGM statements. It's not just what Ellen DeGeneres did and said. Everything about this is hard to believe and stinks to the high heavens. All of these recording devices that they have all over the hotels, not a single image of him during any of this. Not any pictures of him going up and down through the service elevator. He has access to the service elevator and so forth. None of that. And with all of the surveillance footage that they have in all of these hotels, nothing still. Maybe we'll have to do a FOIA request for that. So that belongs to MGM. Who knows? This thing just continues to get more and more fantastical. And then we have the report from Sandy Hook where they say, well, the evidence was destroyed by VIPs who trashed the crime scene. Yeah, right. All right, stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up. I'm David Knight. Thanks for joining us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.